This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Y'all asked the question, was Le'Veon Bell one of the worst free agent signings in history? Isn't it Albert Haynesworth the worst?
Yes.
He was a restricted free
agent. Albert's the worst. I don't think any... That guy literally got
his... up. He was a restricted free agent. They had to give up 2 months or one?
No.
He was a restricted free agent.
Are you
agent.
Positive
yes.
about that? I just remember them giving him a $100 million deal. And that was a while
sure they
back.
Gave up picks too.
I don't think so. Look into it. But that was the worst because as soon as he got his money, he was waiting there for the contract to be signed with a pint of ice cream and an ice cream cake just to make sure he had enough ice cream. And as soon as his agent called and said, all right, the deal's done, and then took like a 3-day nap. And that's what Washington football team got. They got that version.
Oh, no, I guess he was a free agent, yeah.
They got that version. They got the version that just ate ice cream and laid down a lot. He was the worst. He's the worst.
Number one is the worst. Yep, he's number one. He's number one.
He's the worst.
And then...
Number two is Gilbert Arenas.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, there's no...
His deal's so bad, I have to throw him in there.
He's not...
Number three is Carlos Lee.
No. Carlos Lee actually had a bunch of RBIs. Lance Berkman told you about this.
What are the worst deals? You got Albert Haynesworth. Gilbert Arenas might be basketballs. What's baseballs? I would almost argue that Albert Pujols, you really got nothing from Pujols. What did Pujols contribute to winning? He's still on your ticket. He's still on your ticket. You ordered 10 years of Albert Pujols at Dom Perignon prices. You tried to buy out the club with Albert Pujols.
Ooh.
That's terrible.
Dion is number four. Nnamdi Asamoah is number three.
Oh, Nnamdi Asamoah. That's one where the...
Number two?
Who?
I mean...
Gilbert Arenas.
No. Brock Osweiler.
Well, they got out from under him in a year, though.
Well, they had to give up a pick.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you kidding?
You had to give up a second.
He made $37 million guaranteed.
You didn't have to. All you had to do was cut him and eat the salary. Because you didn't end up signing Tony Romo.
We were saving money for Tony Romo, remember?
Yeah.
So
all you
had
to do was cut him and eat that salary.
Does Le'Veon move into second on this now? Or ahead of Brock? No. I would say third.
You think, well, the Brock thing will probably, I don't know, the Le'Veon thing is really bad. It's really bad. Although Adam Gase didn't really want him, right? Who was it? Was it
no.
Douglas or Gase who didn't? Gase didn't really want him, right? He didn't believe in paying running backs.
Yeah, no. Remember, he was like, Well, Gase got
there first.
After.
Did he get there before Douglas or after? Because Gase said he intimated he didn't really believe in paying running backs a lot of money after the deal was done.
Well, that was a smart man right there, wasn't it?
Well, he doesn't believe in developing quarterbacks either. Is that a smart man?
David Boston is on the list. Houston's humble zone.
That was bad.
David Boston would flex on you.
Yeah.
David, you got to cut it back.
Man, David.
David, don't be so obvious.
Hey. Should you be walking around with needles in your biceps, sir?
I mean, David Boston was insane. How big his arms were. Ed Hockley's like, that's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Well, Hockley was all natural.
Have you noticed that almost every ref now is just shredded? Who's the lead ref? What's that called? The umpire?
Who's the ref?
Is it the ref?
Yeah.
The one who makes all the calls?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I would say at least half of them now, they've gone on the Hockley like work. Hockley's the guy that got, I got to get jacked this offseason.
What about
be
basketball
the
refs?
Yeah, basketball refs
are
all. Whatever happened to, they just phased out the Steve Javies. Javy is all right, no big deal. But the kind of the aging white guy,
yeah.
That guy's out now.
No.
You don't see that.
Now it's
what
females
about,
and all, there's a lot of black refs now.
Who was the old guy? Oh, what about Bavetta? Remember when Montgomery Burns was running around the court?
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a travel call.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Smithers.
No, my name's not Smithers. I'm
Smithers.
Steve Smith. My name is Steve Smith.
Smithers touched me inappropriately. Yeah.
Charles Barkley had a race against Dick Bavetta. He ran backwards and fell down. Yeah. Like, refs shouldn't be involved in this in these shenanigans. And it shouldn't be a old fat ex-player saying, I can beat you running backwards. Like, that's not a good look for the league. That's not certainly the look the league has anymore. I mean, these guys are all in shape. These guys all play pickup basketball now. Yeah. A lot of them are former basketball players.
The ESPN.
Umpires, too, you can tell, a bunch of former baseball players.
Yeah.
There's.
Oh, no, no,
I don't know
no,
about
no.
that. But there's not. It's not as bad as it used to be.
No. It's no, but last night's ump had, like, three chins. He was telling Dusty about the bunt that it was. I don't know if it was runner's interference, but he sat there in the box and looked at the bunt in the air and then finally took off, and Maldonado couldn't get around him to catch. That would have been that would have been an out, as the guys pointed out on the broadcast. Jose Altuve is becoming a national story.
Yeah, he's being directly pointed to, and rightfully so, for costing the Astros a couple games.
Jose Altuve this year, from the start, Jose Altuve did something. I don't know what it was, but he did something in his life that he's being paid back for, like tenfold.
What are you talking about? Everyone already goes, this is karma catching up with you, Jose.
Well,
Jose Altuve.
Well, Jose Altuve.
2.7% of the trash can bags.
Yes, but I do think this, that Jose Altuve should have been the guy in that locker room that said no. Jose,
if there is one guy, it would be.
He had the most respect. He's the captain. He was the face. He's the MVP. He should have been the one guy that said, no, we can't do this. We can do it without this.
Yeah.
And if he said that.
But come on. Him, but also AJ, the manager, has to.
Well, but yes, but no, but Altuve's the leader in that locker room, dude. AJ did say it.
Altuve obviously didn't like it because he said, I don't want to do it. But, you know, what really we've seen this year is that mentally, he's maybe not as tough as we thought. It got into his head because he's gripping and pressing as a hitter. And now he's got the yips throwing a baseball. Like, what? What is happening here? And this is almost the curse of, this is the curse of Osuna. It's still just playing out. You know it is. 2018, Osuna's added. And from that point on, you've had nothing but some highs and then devastating lows. You had the highs of having two pitchers, Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, who were unbelievable. But then the eight, you couldn't have dialed up a more heartbreaking loss in a World Series than you had to Washington. You can't win at home. You win all these games on the road. You have all this false hope. Greinke's dealing, just dealing. Then the manager makes terrible moves. You got Taubman doing his thing. Then AJ and those guys are gone. They're all gone. It's just, then you have a pandemic, which I'm not for sure that the Osuna trade caused that, but it might have because I am superstitious. It's just, name good stuff that's happened since 2018 when they added Osuna.
You want to call it
China?
You want to call it the Osuna virus?
Huh? There is an Osuna virus with the Astros.
I don't know if I want to put 210,000 American dead on Osuna.
Okay, Osuna virus has infected the Astros since 18.
Yeah.
Say that's not true, John.
Right.
Say Osuna has but, not, that the virus hasn't started. Infected
that,
the Astros.
If that virus swept through the organization, yeah, destroyed
but,
it.
But the cheating started in 17.
But
I know, but cheating's okay.
With fires,
when did Mike Fiers tell in 19 after the Osuna trade?
You think he wouldn't have told?
Maybe the Osuna trade was too much for Fiers. He's like, these.
See, I don't think that's the case. I think because the Astros lit him up consistently when he left.
Or didn't have him on the playoff roster.
Yeah, it could be a lot of things. He had some grievances.
You have Diva on here?
I'm just amazed. Stop. If it wasn't Mike Fiers, somebody else would have said something about it at some time.
What?
There's 40 guys in that locker room. 50 baseball guys in that locker room.
Name the guys who've ratted out their own team in baseball history.
Well, no,
and
no,
we know
no,
there's
no,
been
but
cheating
at some point
forever.
Somebody would have said, yeah, you know, we were cheating back then. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it was no big deal.
Maybe after they retired.
Jack Morris said it. No one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
because
but only because the Astros
years,
won.
But they would have said it years and years and years
later. After it was over.
Even still, what's the difference if it's years and years and years later?
Mike Fiers was pernicious. Mike Fiers forced Major League Baseball's hand.
Somebody would have. Right. If it was 10 years from now, then what are you going to do to the organization? But somebody would at some point we would have all known that that was a cheating team.
Yeah, but it wouldn't affect the team you all know and love, though.
No, no. But it might affect Jose Altuve. Now listen, Jose Altuve was dead set, and Correa said it last night. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't know. You know what? The yips now on top of his crap hitting this year, and then the cheating. Jose Altuve has taken a U-turn on the Hall of Fame.
At least the bat has come back.
Yes.
Now you just have to hope after an offseason.
Even still, he's to blame for this right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to talk HR.
That's the bullcrap. HR? He should not be to blame for all this stuff. But now with his errors.
Listen, if you're going
to doesn't change my thoughts
on anybody right now, it's Jose Altuve.
Yeah, but this doesn't change my opinion of him as the all-time great for the Astros. No. But it certainly has altered his... It's altered the talking points for him, son.
Between the cheating and the hitting this year, and then now this, it's definitely altered. It's definitely altered what people think of Jose Altuve.
The cheating,
yeah.
The buzzer,
not the buzzer. The cheating.
Oh, you know what? 2.7 times.
Do we have to call HR on Jose Altuve?
No,
maybe.
Fires already did.
HR.
HR, excuse me. There's a cheater in here. He's in here.
Well. If you want to be a whistleblower in your company, that's fine. You know what? Hopefully you've got a great HR department like HR&P, and they can handle it. They can handle the heat, because sometimes it is difficult. And you know what? Listen, let HR&P handle the heat instead of you. And if you're going to have an HR company, these guys are great. If you're going to have a payroll company, if you're going to have, how are you going to do with your taxes? They'll take care of that. How are you going to do with all of the stuff that's going on with the government, and how you're getting your refunds, how you're getting your PPP, your SBA loans? How did that work out for you? Well, HR&P, it worked out great for us because we've got HR&P. And if you're somebody that is looking for a payroll company because you're not completely satisfied, if you are not completely satisfied with your payroll company for what they've done for you tax-wise, what they've done for you during COVID-19 relief, and what they've done with you for HR, well, then go with ours because they're awesome. Give them a call. Let them customize a plan for you because it's not cookie cutter. There is a customized plan for your business that's different than everybody else's. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Houston is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great. Our outfield has plenty of muscle. Our guys can sure hit a ton. For Minute Maid thrills, watch them hustle. Catching hard hit balls on the run. Our infield is solid and steady. Making big plays is their thing. Steal a base, hit and run, yeah, they're ready. All aboard, cause it's time for the game. Our destination is clear, and you can tell when we
cheer. Systems go?
Houston is all
well,
systems go.
Listen, all systems go is all systems go.
Do you feel
go.
Any?
You can do anything. What about Gilbert over all systems go?
Oh, he's probably mad as hell.
But he is mad as hell. Let's see what Gilbert
what?
Thinks. Gilbert? You there?
Yeah, how's it going, gentlemen?
What do you think of the Astros?
What?
Wait till next year. It's all over.
You want to sing Turn Out the Lights?
Yeah, turn out the light, the party's over. All day must come to an end. Turn out the light, the party's over.
What?
What would it be what for anyway? Can you hear me? What? Can you hear me? What? Hello? What? Can you hear me? What? John, you there? What? What's going on here anyway? What? John, you there? What?
I'm here, Gilbert.
What's going on here anyway?
I'm here.
the old station or what?
What the? I couldn't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you. What's going on? I'm
doing okay. Anyway.
Something's wrong with your phone or something, Gilbert.
Should I call back or what? What?
No, we're good. No. Lance is choking.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad. I'm real sad today.
What's the matter?
That we lost Joe Morgan anyway, you know.
Yeah, Joe Morgan
He's
was your favorite.
Man.
He was your favorite anyway?
Yeah, I was a little kid anyway. No, it was Larry Durker, you know, the pitcher.
Yeah, what?
You know?
What about what?
What? What? Yeah, what's going on anyway? What?
You
the Chinese man,
he
owes a ref out on Westheimer, you know, called Bobo Ref. Remember that, Lance?
Yeah, you remember that?
Called what?
What?
Bobo Ref on Westheimer. A Chinese restaurant. Remember
that? Chinese restaurant.
And what was it called?
Named Bobo Restaurant, yeah.
Bobo?
You remember?
Yeah, Bobo Restaurant, yeah. On
what?
Westheimer and Chimney Rock.
I don't remember that.
Hillcroft. Yeah,
I don't.
You got to get your phone fixed, Gilbert. We can't hear you.
What? Back in the 70s?
Back in the
70s?
Hello? Hello?
What?
Lance, can you talk to him, please? He wants to know about Bobo Restaurant.
I wasn't around in the 70s in Houston. I was in Richmond Rosenberg as a child.
Small child.
What?
So what?
Well, about you, Jan?
What?
Remember that restaurant?
Which restaurant?
You remember that restaurant, John?
John wasn't here.
I don't even know.
I was.
Right now, we've had the same question asked, and I don't know if this is a loop also that he's put together. Like, remember that restaurant?
It's what?
I don't know who's saying what anymore.
The manager. I had learned a good question.
Yeah,
go ahead. You say they heard a name before. The man, he's already... Chinese restaurant they call Louis Xi a long time ago. He lied to me that they asked him, ate there at that Chinese restaurant, you know.
Who lied to you?
Larry Durker.
Wait, Larry Durker lied to you about what?
Larry Durker lied to you?
Bobo restaurant manager there.
Yeah. Okay.
What is going
on?
Hold on.
What?
Wait.
A restaurant.
What? This is the most confusing
what?
Call ever. This, Gilbert. So Larry Durker lied to you about Italian restaurant or the Chinese restaurant?
The Chinese restaurant.
Oh, well, what was this Italian restaurant you were just talking about?
I didn't say no Italian restaurant. It was a Chinese restaurant. Bobo restaurant. You said another band.
Oh, okay.
Is Bobo a Chinese restaurant?
Remember that.
Oh, anyway.
His wife was Nancy a long time ago.
Mm.
Nancy Durker.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think about... Oh, in Cyprus? Okay, I'm not doing this anymore. What did you think about the Astros?
Yeah.
No, they should have gone to playoff anyway, you know.
Shouldn't
Why?
Have gone
Why?
To playoffs?
They're not a team. They're not a enthusiastic team like the Tampa Bay are anyway.
What do you think about...
You know?
Well, hang on a second. What do you think about Bill O'Brien being fired?
Good decision anyway.
Yeah,
lose
I agree.
Why? Why you hate Bill O'Brien?
You keep on losing, you can't win. You can't put a, you know, like the other coaches anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Every time a coach for the Texans, we don't go nowhere anyway, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
We need a coach that take us to the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah, we
do. I know what coach
who?
Get one, you know.
Who do you want, Gilbert?
Earl Campbell.
You want Earl Campbell as coach?
Yeah,
what?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, Earl Campbell would be a great coach.
Yeah, anyway, you know.
Yeah, all right. So,
okay, well, you're talking easy there. Hey, by the way, I like my bicycle anyway. I'm going to ride, take it on a bus tomorrow, the coronavirus anyway, you know.
No, you don't want to get... The coronavirus, Gilbert. Right?
Oh, yeah. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll talk to you about it. Talk to you later. What?
Now, what?
I just can't.
Why did you do that?
I can't.
There's a special place in hell for you.
For what?
For you.
No, that's
I hope Nicole wasn't listening.
Oh, well.
Okay.
I got to live my life.
She would have been confused. She would have kept hearing Gilbert say what?
And produce the show over Nicole's views? How am I going to? I can't work that way.
Yeah.
What?
Listen.
I don't do the show with her views. She does, the show doesn't stop with me.
When she's, as long as she's not in the car.
I tell you what.
You gotta stop doing that. Don't do that anymore.
Why?
I didn't know who was saying anything. I was confused.
What?
He was confused. We were all confused.
Well, because he said what himself. One of the times he said what himself, and it sounded exactly the same.
That's what made I can't do that anymore.
Stone Cold Gilbert. Oh my God! There's so many people. I can't breathe. This is. Extra hell points for you guys messing with Gilbert like that.
That's not me. That was John and Dell.
Ooh.
I mean, it was Gilbert messing with himself. Those are his words.
Dell deserves a macaroni award.
What? He was really obsessed with Bobo Restaurant.
What?
See, yeah. You can't do that. I always think he's on the line still. That's like, I don't think that's just like fanging the booty. I don't think it's ever going to not make me laugh.
Usually,
remember, he randomly was yelling what at us the other day.
Can't stuck his spike in my booty.
What?
What?
So usually Gilbert outsmarts us, but I think you got him this time, Del.
You won that round.
Yeah, Del. What a prize! I outsmarted Gilbert.
You won.
Very proud of myself.
Listen, there time after time. Wait a minute, Gilbert. You outsmarted us on this one.
I got him back for all those times.
All those times. I was lost.
The wrestling was pretty. What? The Stone Cold wrestling. I don't know what was funnier. Is everyone on the show being confused by what he was doing, or when he was doing Stone Cold and Gilbert kept saying, what? But he said what 4 times on his last call to us.
Yeah.
He couldn't hear us or something. He'd just go, what? What? We'd be talking. He'd go, what? That's where they came from, if you didn't know.
Hissing.
What?
Moaning.
What?
So I asked myself, I said, Stone Cold? Do you want Y2J?
What?
Or do you want Booker T?
What?
So while I was trying to make that decision, I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In.
What?
Ordered a jalapeno burger.
What?
A chicken fried steak sandwich.
What?
A chili cheese dog with extra onions.
What?
French fries.
What?
Tater tots.
What?
Washed it down with 1 beer.
What?
2 beers.
What?
3 beers.
What?
A shot of whiskey.
What?
A margarita.
What?
And a Bloody Mary.
What?
And I said, Stone Cold, why have one when you can have them both?
What?
Oh man, we gotta stop. You gotta stop doing that. Okay.
So stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
Okay. Stop it.
Almost rear-ended a Mercedes because of your Gilbert hijinks. Damn you guys! I'm trying to drive. I can't see with the tears in my eyes. What? That was No, I'm serious. Tim's right. Extra help points for you. For you, Del.
Yeah, for you.
Not for me.
I couldn't breathe. So I didn't do anything.
So you think entertaining people
doesn't
outweigh playing what? I think I gain points in heaven.
In heaven?
All those people laughing, bringing joy to people.
You think that God? Oh, there's a lot of things that people think are funny that aren't. Are sins. And guess what that was?
Dell deserves a Marconi Award in broadcasting?
No, he says it's a macaroni award.
Who do you
think? Oh, he does say macaroni award, doesn't he?
You guys don't think God inspired me to do that?
No, God did not inspire you to do that.
Y'all stop that.
I can't wait to Nicole, who is very religious,
Gilbert
comes down on you.
Turn out the lights is epic. He has done that several.
Yeah.
That's why, John, as soon as you ask if he wants to sing, that's
over.
His jam.
Yeah. Turn out the lights, the party's over.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is not true. What? She is not.
No, a handmaid.
A handmaid. Amy Coney.
Of Donald.
Amy Coney
of Donald.
Of Donald.
Of Donald.
Yeah.
Of Donald. Of Donald. It's not of Donald.
She is not of Donald.
Well,
okay.
We'll see about that. when she's confirmed.
And there's other handmaids with their eyes taken out. Who
Amy Coney Barrett is a wonderful person. We can stop all this.
She's not an awful. Well, I don't know her, but I don't think she's an awful person. But she could be of Donald.
She's not of Donald.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, technically,
he is. He did nominate her, so she's kind of Donald.
Why don't you talk right now about?
She's in Canada because she's going to be independent. She gets to sit there forever.
Talk about our peeps over at Texas Star Grill Shop.
Love them. I love that company, and they changed everything for me. But more importantly, they changed it for my family. I started making things I'd never made before. They taken me through the whole grilling process. It was Michael from Pete's Fine Meats, and then Rick Martin over and Rick and Michelle over at Traeger. They showed me what a wood pellet grill could do, and I was an early adapter, earlier, and I had always been, that's an electric smoker. That's a bit. And then people realized, wait a minute, world championship smokers, we see these on the barbecue cook-offs. We see it and that barbecue challenge on Netflix that came out. Traeger is a renowned name, but guess what? Locally, so is Pits and Spits. Their build-out is amazing. They're unbelievably durable. It's a great, great company, as is Green Mountain. And what I'm telling you is that whether you like ceramic smokers like Kamado Joe or the DSC, which is what John got, the gas grill, Weber, maybe you're looking for a wood pellet grill, they're going to have the perfect grills for you. It's a fall sale going on, so you're going to save a bunch of money. Through the end of October, they have free assembly and free delivery. And this just in, if you are looking for all the very best accessories for your barbecuing, whether you already have a grill or not, and you're looking for rubs and marinades that are what the championship barbecuers use, they've got it. It's your one-stop shop for everything, charcoal, wood pellets, they've got it all right there. But the great thing is three different stores, Spring, Katy, and also right here in Houston with a fourth store that will be coming soon. It is Texas Star Grill Shop.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. I can't escape
this hell. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is the number. Texans thoughts, Texans underscore thoughts, puts out a lot of good videos. But I'm not sure. Here's a play where Deshaun is pointing out, he sends a man in motion, he sends Cobb in motion, then he points out the blitz.
His football stuff is not always right. Like he's hustling and doing a good job of trying to fill the void with Pat Stat, but he had some stuff about Deshaun changing a play and beating the coverage. There was a busted coverage to Fells. That was not a Deshaun play call. Look, Deshaun was calling kills. I heard from the Texans that Deshaun is allowed to. He is allowed to change play calls. A lot of times they have two play calls, and you might kill one and go to the second one. Mm-hmm. So if you hear kill, 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 that means switch from the first play to the second play. A lot of teams do that. It's not unusual for that to be basically the ability, or they'll go, a lot of times they'll go opposite, and they'll run the play the other way. But I think a little too much is made out of sometimes what Deshaun, that touchdown to Fells was a busted play. It was busted coverage.
Yeah, this was just an out to Cobb.
And what's
where
he saying?
He said he picked out, it's a simple play.
Yeah.
He picked out where the blitz was coming from. He hit an open man. It was a 4 yard gain, basically just a 4 yard gain, but it was a positive play. Now the offensive line did, and watch the offensive line.
Look at the mixer there.
Actually, he might have been able to pick up a hell of a lot more. Watch this. If he runs, he had a guy.
Deshaun simply is not running when it's there.
No,
it was the last two games they've been mentioning it. He just isn't taking yards that are there. He threw one in the dirt when he had an easy run for a first down that they pointed out. I just, I don't know. This is clearly a move by Deshaun to not run as much.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's causing that. I don't know if he wants to prove himself in the pocket.
Is this a Cordell Stewart thing?
Do you remember when he was coming out or after his rookie year and he made a comment about, I don't want to be called a dual threat quarterback? He thought that was code.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Cordell.
But that's not, but he's really looking at it wrong because the dual, you got to be who you are. Football is, this is not the 19, this is not 1990. This is not 2002. You don't have to worry about being respected because you're a dual threat quarterback. Last I checked, Lamar Jackson is a run heavy quarterback, 1,000 yards rushing. Last I checked, he won an MVP last year. Russell Wilson is a dual threat quarterback. You can still win from the pocket or win with extended plays. If I don't want a pocket quarterback anymore, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I want you to win from the pocket, but I don't want a stationary pocket quarterback. Those guys have a hard time. Kyle Trask, you can keep Kyle Trask because Kyle Trask is going to get pressure on him and he's going to have problems. He's going to have issues when you heat him up from Florida when he gets drafted. You got to be able to make some, even if it's like Ryan Tannehill or Fitzpatrick, you got to be able to break, contain, and make some plays on the move, whether it's with your legs or throwing. And I just think that if Deshaun Watson's getting into this ego thing where he feels like he needs to prove he's not a running quarterback, there is no shame in being a guy. Ask Josh Allen. Ask Cam Newton. There is no shame in being a guy who can get out of the pocket and make things happen. If it's a health thing, I get it. But if you're worried about the team, you know, if you're worried about people, you know, about being called dual threat quarterback, get over it. Just go make winning plays.
So I'm looking at the last two. I mean, he's on my timeline, so I'm watching it. He's got, look at Deshaun versus the blitz. Audibles the play entirely in motions, cooks, and blah, blah, blah. Reads the nickel blitz, and Cobb is hot. Easy yardage. Another four-yard gain. And another instance where the blitz was picked up. Not one guy came free. Deshaun had the time, hit a guy 4 yards down the field who had a guy on his back, and he picked up 4 yards. I don't think that's a it's a positive play.
But that's not but something
here's
to
the
be
deal.
Celebrating.
The offensive line did its job.
Yeah.
The offensive line is the one who picked up the blitz.
Beating a team for four. Oh, they picked up a really confusing blitz, too. One that was slide right protection. We're talking about something you can't even see, yeah. So that's probably not great. But, yeah, I think doing your job should not
be
celebrated.
Well, this is another play. Yeah. Where everybody was picked up. He had a nice pocket, and he hit a guy 4 yards down the field. I don't know if I'm giving all praise and honor to Deshaun on this.
Pass.
This is a 4 yard pass. It's a 4 yard completion with the offensive line doing a great job.
Everyone did their job.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a celebratory tweet.
No,
look at this 4 yard gain. Everyone did their job. Guess what? Everyone needs to be doing their job more. They need to be doing their job more. That includes Deshaun.
Yeah,
everybody. Tim Kelly, Deshaun, Vernon Hargraves. So now Bernardrick McKinney is out for the year. That will be his last. That could be his last days with the Texans, because he's gonna want. But he's gonna be coming off an ACL. You might be able to get him cheap if you could bring back Bernardrick McKinney cheaper. I would consider doing that. If he's gonna want anything near what he's getting paid right now, nope, beat it. Out of here. They added a guy, Kyle Emmanuel, who I kind of liked. He used to be with the Chargers. He was an outside pass rusher.
Adams is just fine.
Yeah, yeah, and Adams played. Right now, I'm at the point where I don't want a bunch of money standing next to Zach Cunningham. That's
not
the way.
You've got to allocate your money in the right spot.
And here's the other thing. Is today the last day? Is today, and you better think about this, are we pouring some out after today for the career of George Springer and Michael Brantley as Astros? I know Reddick's gone, but is this the last day that we see Michael Brantley, who's touched my life in a very short period of time? But George Springer, who has made baseball so fun. I mean, George Springer has been fantastic. World Series MVP. This is maybe the last day, and this is the guy we were waiting on. The very first big-time prospect to come up from the Astros organization. George Springer. We couldn't wait to get him. This may be it for Astros and George Springer today. I think it is it.
That might be. This might
it's
be
kind of sad thinking
last
that,
time
man.
We see him.
I got, man.
Next time we see him, he'll be in a Mets uniform.
We're just not in the.
Which we won't see at all.
No, it's
no, we'll never see him again. Actually, he'll disappear. He's about to disappear. This will be it. This is the last time you'll ever
see. I just got this direct message. The Texans are literally having parties every week. LMAO. They don't give a bleep.
Yeah. Well, this ain't going to be such a fun party going to Tennessee and then Green Bay after that.
What do you mean parties? Like actual parties?
I don't know if that was COVID, like a COVID thing.
Related stuff.
They don't give a bleep.
I did COVID see a
they
tweet
don't give a bleep
from
that they're losing.
I think it's a tweet. I saw a tweet like that from one of our favorites, Holly. She didn't insert the Texans. She goes, "Oh, you guys are talking about the Titans and their COVID stuff." She goes, "I know about an AFC South team who ain't following protocols."
Yeah, that could be. Oh, well, maybe we'll hear about.
Oh, really? 23, 24, 25-year-olds with a boatload of money.
Yeah, but baseball.
And all the testosterone you could possibly need.
What about baseball? Baseball got it together.
Did they get it together?
Yeah. Who are the show me the games.
Do you think that there are any guys that were out there taking risks?
I'm asking you, the
just
Cardinals?
Because they didn't catch the COVID.
How did no one get positive?
How do you know? Not everybody's positive. There are plenty of girls out there that aren't positive.
Yeah, but they didn't have positive tests. Now football's just catching nothing but positive tests?
There are plenty of girls. There's plenty of people out there that ain't catching positive tests that are. The majority of people don't have COVID, by the way. The majority of people
right.
don't. So you can still have a party. You can still do stuff out there.
But
if you think that all these pro athletes, just because they didn't get COVID, aren't having a good time, that's wrong. Especially if you're not in a bubble.
Well, I'm telling you this, you're gonna mess with some people's money.
Well, yeah, but
at
not,
some point.
Not if you don't catch it. I mean, there's some luck out there. I mean, there's guys that are riding bareback that ain't.
Oh, okay. Golly.
Okay?
Why? Why?
All right? That actually ain't impregnating and ain't catching but bad stuff. I mean, people still do stuff. People still do stuff.
Yeah.
945 ESPN 97.5.
Did you just say Dale, RB?
Dale, why do you always have to bring it to sex? What? Right. Didn't you say that earlier?
Yeah, well, he said
if
it.
You guys think that they're not out there still being guys.
No one said they're not
with
being
a lot
guys.
Of money, young. And a lot of testosterone built up.
And you could have just left it at that.
That's all.
You could have said that. Why did you have to go with BB?
That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying be a champion right now. And you can still be a champion right now if you go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560 is the way to go. If you're looking for a great way to save money every single month, Champion is second. Listen to Alex Bregman, not me. Alex Bregman is telling you all the time, you got to go with Champion Energy. You will love their service. You'll love their prices. I mean, I hear all kinds. Well, we got nights and weekends. Well, we got peak hours. Well, we got. And then when you get the bill, you're like, what the bleep? How is it this expensive when you're giving me all this stuff for free? Because they are going to feed you to death. It's what they do. If you're looking for a company that's not going to feed you to death, they're going to give you a square deal every single month. It's my peeps. Champion.energy/1560.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We haven't even talked. What are we excited about this Saturday, Del?
Well.
Oh, Alabama-Georgia?
Alabama-Georgia, yeah.
You think we're excited about that?
We should be. I mean, can Georgia finally beat Bama? I have my doubts. Stetson Bennett playing. He's played okay, but Alabama's offense looks really good. Their defense, not so much.
What about a 7 o'clock CBS game?
They get
one a year, right?
Yeah. Because
and this is it.
ESPN generally gets those slots, and they pick Alabama-Georgia. I think they picked Georgia-Notre Dame last year as opposed to LSU-Alabama. That one was their 2:30 game. Yeah, it was a mistake on their part. Is that in Tuscaloosa? I don't even know.
It's in Tuscaloosa.
Ooh, well, that Alabama defense is really bad, though. So, I think I think both teams move the ball.
Baylor's postponed. Baylor and Oklahoma State postponed. Vanderbilt and Missouri postponed.
And LSU Florida maybe.
LSU Florida is looking like it. 19 players and staff.
Yeah, it all depends on who those players, not who those players are, although if Kyle Trask had it, they might find a way to cancel the game. But more about position groups. Like if it's the O-line, you can forget about that game being played.
Kentucky at Tennessee is interesting.
Tennessee wants to bounce back. They're kind of in this, there are two teams in that position. They played the top dog practically in their division and got their ass kicked. Like Miami did it in Clemson. They have a 11 o'clock against Pitt trying to bounce back, which Miami's problem is always losing, allowing one game to beat them twice. And Tennessee has the same thing. People thought, is Tennessee really good? Georgia's like, you're okay for a half. Then we're going to smack you around. Kentucky's feeling pretty good about mm-hmm. themselves. That's a big one for Tennessee to kind of confirm that they're going to be pretty good and not let Georgia beat them twice.
This is the game. Texas A&M, they can't stumble.
That's another team. The opposite. You win a game, a big one, you can't lose to a Miss State team who just scored 2 points against Kentucky.
And ever since that win, he's really struggled.
Yeah, well, Costello's gotten worse and worse.
Yep, he's gotten worse and worse. And, as a matter of fact, I think it was Dana. I said, I think, Leach has got Costello coming over and whatnot. He goes, look at the first year wherever Leach goes. It's not great, but then it picks up.
Yeah.
This is not the year, and I think he proved that. Of course, the first game was awesome against LSU.
We got to see how Leach does with his offense and that.
he'll be good.
He's got to have the players, though.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take a little time to go from what they were to what Leach wants them to be. A Leach offense. So they're going to get – hey, listen, after this Minshew stuff, and they'll get a quarterback, and especially in the SEC, he'll catch a quarterback that can fling.
But he's never caught big-time quarterbacks, highly regarded.
Well, look where he was. He was at Tech in Washington State. I mean, he'll catch a big-time guy at Mississippi State.
Mississippi State's not big-time.
Well, yeah, it is. It's SEC.
Yeah, but you're recruiting against other SEC. If you're a big-time guy, you're going to go somewhere else. Just because you're SEC, what if LSU's after you? What if Florida's after you? Alabama's after you?
I'm not saying he's going to get the top guy. He's going to get
he's going to do what he always does. Go get a three-star guy. He knows what he looks for. He knows what he likes. Remember, Minshew wasn't a recruit. Minshew was a JUCO guy.
Yeah. Yep.
He didn't even want to play.
What did he play at? Four different places?
Yeah, Minshew is literally a gypsy.
Yeah.
He's a traveler.
Right.
He was at Alabama. He was going to be the backup there. It was kind of set on that practically, and then he found an opportunity. I think I'm with Lance. Now, he'll have access to better players overall, but he's still, seventh or eighth maybe in the conference? So he'll get guys that he's never gotten before, but he will still be out-talented. The question will be, can he find a quarterback that's pretty good and make him great?
He needs receivers.
And too.
He needs receivers. Well, he knows his system. He's pretty good at finding people who play
that. And that, listen, he's going to find a quarterback that's going to want to go play for Mike Leach.
Who do you think's got more wins over the next 2 years? Not this year. The 2 years after. Let's go. Or you can use this year. Ole Miss or Miss State? Lane Kiffin. Lane's quarterback looked pretty good.
Matt Corral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out there just.
I'm gonna go Leach.
Well, if things are right for both, and it rarely has been the case, Ole Miss is still the school in that state. And they're going, and I think even recruiting will tell you they get better players. They do a lot of cheating to do it. Mm-hmm. That's been proven. They get better players than Mississippi State. Their coaching has been a big issue.
Well, and I'll take Leach over Lane Kiffin.
I don't know. Kiffin can be self-destructive, but you see that offense.
Anytime Kiffin was in a big-time program, I mean, he did great at FAU. That's great.
Well, Ole Miss isn't a big-time program. They just
it's a
in
big-time
the SEC.
Program.
No, they're not. They're the SEC, so you get that cred. But Ole Miss is a middling program.
Well,
they are.
Well, look, I'm talking about when he's in a big-time USC. When he's a big-time program, yeah. Tennessee. He's not. He wasn't great.
Well, Leach has never been the big program. He wins seven, eight games. Generally, he may have an upshoot where he wins
10 or 11.
He's in
the same situation he's been in at Tech and at Washington State.
Yeah,
one of the lower teams in his conference, and yet look what he's done.
Ole Miss will have more resources. So as long as Kiffin's not self-destructive, which is possible, he could self-destruct, they will always have an advantage.
I will take Leach.
I'm taking Kiffin.
I got Leach.
Because Miss State, it shouldn't ever be better than Ole Miss if things are
Kiffin
going well.
Kiffin can recruit now.
He can. He has plus he has experience recruiting the SEC. He has ties in the SEC.
Well, we'll see.
I like.
I'm going to take that coach over that coach.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they're both.
Have you had drinks with one of those coaches?
But I'm also going by their coaching. Leach is the best coach ever at Texas Tech. Best coach ever.
So what does that mean?
Well, that means a lot. I mean, he turned Texas Tech into number two in the nation at one point.
He's better than Spike Dykes?
Yes. Yes. Oh, it's not even close.
Who won more conference championships, Spike Dykes or Mike Leach?
Who went to more bowl games? He doubled.
There's a billion bowl games now.
So it doesn't matter.
You just have to win
six
games.
There were a billion bowl games then, too.
You better put some respect on Spike. No,
it's not even close.
Not in the 80s, there
was. Look at the records and look at the...
What are you going to put some respect on Spike
Dykes' record at Tech was 82-67 and won. What was Leach's record at Tech?
Look at Leach's bowl appearances. He more than doubled their bowl appearances in his time there.
And to Lance's point, there are a lot more opportunities to go to bowl games.
Well, no, there were plenty of opportunities to go to bowl games when Spike Dykes was coaching.
But they weren't 70 plus.
No, it was way lower. You're talking about the 80s, and you're talking about the mid 80s into the early 90s. It was way, way less. Spike Dykes.
Did Spike Dykes build a program that was completely dead? And then Leach took over a program that was okay. Those are other things you have to discuss as well. Where did Spike Dykes build that program from?
Spike
I don't know.
Was okay.
I really don't know.
Spike was not
the
special.
No.
Leach has a better record. Yeah.
Leach had a better record.
82-67 is okay.
A lot of 6-5s, 6-6s. That
was
pretty much his deal.
He was Big 12 coach of the year in 96.
7-5, he went to a bowl. 7-5, he went to a bowl. 6-6, he went to the Cotton Bowl. 6-6, he went to the John Hancock. Listen, they went to bowls too at 6-6.
I'm not saying you didn't go to bowls.
Only one time, 6-5, he didn't go to a bowl, or twice. I mean,
he went
he was 6-5 and he didn't.
6-4-1 didn't go to a bowl.
6-4-1 didn't go to. Oh, well, that was his second year in '87. But otherwise, if he had a winning record, he pretty much went to a bowl.
The Cotton Bowl means they won the. They won a conference.
He was 6-6 when the Cotton.
He had to win
the
conference back.
He had four. Seasons. Yeah. He had four seasons.
It was 94 when they all finished 4-3.
He had four seasons above with six wins or more and didn't go to a bowl game.
Just face it. Spike Dykes is greater than Mike Leach.
I don't think he's greater than Mike Leach.
Why are you upset?
I'm just saying.
First, it's Justin Herbert with him, and now Spike Dykes is in
close.
Your head.
Come on. Leach was the best coach ever there. It's not even close.
Yeah, I don't know why you're making a grand proclamation. Mike Leach is the best coach
Lane
ever.
Kiffin can't say that anywhere.
Yeah.
He could say that FAU.
But he hasn't been at Texas Tech for about a decade.
He could say that FAU.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well.
Is he the greatest coach of all time at Washington State?
No, that's Mike Price.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Second
Mike
best coach
Price
there.
Is one of the great coaches at Alabama.
He did have that experience, a great experience until it turned out bad.
Until he went to that Florida golf tournament.
It's rolling. Roll Tide.
It's
rolling.
958 ESPN 97.5.
Heartbreaking.
Beat it. Beat it, Lance. All right.
Lance, where do you stand? Kiffin or Leach in the state of Mississippi? Where are you, Lance? Who are you picking?
I refuse to pick.
Oh, you soft ass, Lance.
You are trash ass and soft ass.
Leach, both of them have good offenses, but Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss team is pretty feisty. They were feisty against Florida, they were feisty against. Florida eventually got the cover. They were feisty against Alabama. They covered. Alabama seems positive that Ole Miss had their defensive calls. They're like, this something was not right. They had the perfect call for us every single time. They think that that Ole Miss somehow stole their calls. But if they stole your calls, they stole your call, right? Isn't that? Oh, unless you use technology. Yeah. Or no, you're allowed to use technology.
Not garbage cans.
You can't hit a can. The can is what makes it illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you hit something.
That makes it bad. That's what I've been told.
Apple Watch good, but trash can bad.
Yes.
Got it.
Ricky's back on you, bro.
I don't care what Ricky has to say. Is it about golf? Is it?
Tell Dell to effing Google the amount of players in the NFL versus Ole Miss. He doesn't know what he's talking
Rick
about.
Rick is a Mississippi State by the way.
What I said, Rick, I said if they're both going well, Ole Miss has an advantage. They will get better players. I didn't say they've done better because their coaching has been trash. Listen, Ole Miss was cheating?
They bought how many players?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they got some guys in the NFL now.
Yeah,
they got receivers in the NFL because they bought them.
I don't know if you know this. That's what the SEC does. They buy players. And Ole Miss has deeper resources.
Well.
So if they want to, they will get better players.
I'm betting on Leach. And where am I going to go to bet on Leach? Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. That's where I'm going. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and you are going to have some fun. Bet on the Astros tonight. I told you yesterday, bet on the Astros. The final score would be 5-1 or 5-2. What was the final score? 5-2. It's exactly what I said. What was the, you could have picked it exactly. If you picked the score exactly, you know how much money you win? 5-2.
Astros over 4.5
runs. It doesn't matter. I said 5-2. So all I need you to do, mybookie.ag, promo code radio. When you bet, you win, you get paid. It's what they do at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You make your initial deposit, and they double it. So no bookie does that. So you're going to have twice as much to play with. You're going to love it. It's the easiest site to navigate, easiest site to make a bet on. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.